Thank you for calling the coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If this is not a medical emergency, are you calling to find a testing site for the coronavirus near you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, how may I help you?
We are the in-home caregivers of a 90-year-old who'll have his first shot on Thursday. Do we, as his caregivers, qualify even though we're not 75?
Do you have license?
No, we're just, my husband's father.
Yes, ma'am, you have to be a licensed caregiver.
Okay, so we have to wait in, even though he's in the home.
Yes, you have to be a licensed caregiver in order to qualify for the vaccine. And then you'll call the vaccine hotline when they open up for the general public. And that's for anyone over the age of 74.
Okay. And then secondly, people with pre-existing health conditions, are they in yet?
No, ma'am. They just started on the second phase, which is 1B, and that's for 75 years or older. And they're still doing first responders.
Okay, and teachers?
Yes. If you're a teacher, yes. You have to have your license for teaching, yes.
So teachers can set an appointment?
Well, the counties are no longer booking appointments. They're pre-registering everyone for their county.
Right, right,
so whatever
right.
county you're living in, they will accept your information and add you to a pre-registration list. And once they call you back, they'll be able to set up an appointment with you for your county over the phone.
Okay, super. But I just wondered if they'd even take a registration for a teacher. Those were my questions.
Yeah, the reason they're taking registration for teachers is because when the vaccine appointment line first opened up, it was only for first responders. And that was for
mm-hmm.
teachers and nurses and firefighters and police officers, mental health providers, clinical.
Mm-hmm.
So they were already booked for the appointments at that time.
Oh.
They were booking appointments. So if they didn't get in the beginning, now they are booked four appointments, and majority of the counties are just pre-registering people for when they are available to add more appointments to their schedule. So
okay.
now they open up,
okay.
that was the first phase, which is 1A. Now they're on 1B, which is 75
okay.
years or older.
Okay, super. Well, I'll try to get her on the list then. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for choosing the coronavirus hotline.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.